child, 2022 had everything from shocking breakups, odd baby names, crazy scandals, and fearless feet.
Thirst traps, smash alerts, and generous eggplants. Oh my.
We're talking about all that and more because it's our annual Dishy Awards. More on that in a minute.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, today we're going to look back at the best and the funniest and the craziest moments of 2022. And let's go ahead and pop this off. Like Tanner said, we're giving out the Dish Nation Awards, a.k.a. the Dishies. These honors are so special that just being chosen is the award, y'all. So in other words, ain't no trophy. Now, the first Dishy category of the show is... Most Shockingest, Thirstiest, Thirst Trapper.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, good one.
The nominees are... Martha Stewart.
Oh.
Who after that pouty pool pick from a couple years ago came back to trap another day.
Hi there. I'm just enjoying the natural flavor of pumpkin spice.
When she served up coffee and nothing but an apron.
Ooh.
Alright, next up, Jason Momoa, who went fishing and turned the other cheek when his loincloth was flapping in the wind.
Yes, yeah. He did.
His cheeks runneth over, said the people. And Britney Spears, who showed us her heart and her flowers and just about everything else in countless sexy IG posts in the past year.
Britney, bitch.
Alright, yo, who y'all got?
Man, this is tough. These are three really thirsty thirster traps.
See, I gotta go with Britney Spears because she's a repeat offender. As soon as, like, she, you know, got her freedom,
yeah,
everything was free.
Oops, she did it again and again and again.
Over and over again, so yeah, Britney gets my vote.
She deserves the dishy because she's been dishying everything to us without anything on for the longest. She's been the boldest and the bravest.
I gotta say, I really wanted to give it to Martha just because, like, the coffee wasn't the only thing that was hot in that photo. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
Martha brought it. It made me think about her differently. But if you would have told me that Britney Spears was going to give it up on Instagram when I was a teenager, I would have lost my mind.
Oh.
So, yeah, giving it to Brit.
Yeah, and of course, honey, I'm going to give it to Britney also. I just love the way she looked where the hearts were strategically put. Mm-hmm. It almost made me think when I was a boy.
When?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't. None of us were born.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was going to let that rock.
Yeah, it was okay. Touching. Right.
Okay.
Then she got sand in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So, you know, Britney Spears, you did your thing. You know what I'm saying? You released a song with Elton John, and you still fed the fish in the fishbowl. You know what I'm saying? You know,
we
was waiting for those new pictures, like, and you gave them to us on a regular basis.
Oh,
OnlyFans, where is it at? Me and Tanner are waiting to subscribe.
Let's go!
Yes! Congratulations! Yes,
well done. Okay, the next dishy is for achievement and accent artistry by a Dish Nation host. In other words, who had the best imitation of a celebrity voice? Mm. First up, we got Brad as Young Miami.
Oh, God.
Classic. Check it out.
We are dating. We single, but we dating. People don't know what dating mean. He's single, I'm single, but we dating.
All right, next is Gary as Cameron. Take a look, take a look.
Hey, Sting. I was giving you some time to be yourself before I reached out. As I was sipping here and watching The Best Man, I was inspired to reach out because that's what I am, the best man for you.
And then finally, it's a two-for-one with me as Sly Stallone and HK as Arnold Schwarzenegger. Take a look at this.
I heard Schwarzenegger was going to do this movie. I said I'm going to beat him to it. I think he's hit me up.
Today we root for each other. Thank God, because we sure don't ever need another stop or my mom will shoot.
All right, guys, who's going to get this dishy?
Well, I guess we can't vote for ourselves, huh?
Ooh.
That's a little tough. So I'm going to vote for you, Tanner.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for you and Headcrack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to vote for Brad. I mean, Brad could do every voice on Earth. So I think Brad did a great job. So I think I'm going
to
vote for you.
I would like to give it to Brad, but I feel like you're a professional. I feel like your imitation skills go so far above and beyond.
Oh, wow.
I got to vote for Headcrack.
Right.
Oh, man. Because I'm also in that video.
We cheated the system.
There we go. Boom.
We should run for public office.
Yes.
That's what we said. That's right. HKT ticket.
Right.
Headcrack and Tanner.
Headcrack and Tanner. I think we share it.
We accept this on behalf of the people.
Okay, we do love to pat ourselves on the back. So the next dishy is the definitive dish drop. And what I mean by that is we mean best blooper by a dish host.
Mm.
First, we got Tanner and Gary with film versus femme. Check it out.
Somebody have to be filming that situation.
Somebody doesn't have to film Peppermint Patty and Velma getting together.
No, Tanner, you missed it, honey. I said film.
Film?
Film.
Film.
Did you just call him?
Welcome to Atlanta officially.
Okay. Wow. Welcome to Atlanta.
And up next, honey, is Brad and Headcrack with their small wonder moment. Watch this.
So, robot girl we was talking about from back in the day.
Which one?
The robot little girl.
Irona from Richie Rich?
No.
Oh, the small wonder? Vicky?
No.
Small wonder? Damn.
No, the little white girl.
Vicky from Small Wonder. She
it's
was a white girl.
Small Wonder, though.
You sure it's not Small Wonder?
She's
a robot.
You sang it. We sang the song the other. Just forget it.
Go on, Headcrack.
Punky Brewster?
Punky Brewster.
Which one is the robot?
Which one is the robot?
The robot?
Vicky from Small Wonder.
What's Small Wonder?
I'm pulling up.
Okay, forget it.
And finally, who could forget Gary nearly knocked out the cameras and the crew while showing off his toenail polish? Check this out.
Put it on a table.
Bye.
Now, Gary, you know you didn't butter them toes up.
Model the toes, Gary. Model the toes.
Gary, this one. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We almost took out the whole production.
Yes. Wow. That's all right. You sit down, baby.
We need to put him on a show called America's Got Talents.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like we know where this one might go.
I think so, too. Seeing Gary do what he did with his leg is like watching an action figure with limited points of articulation
do
things that you didn't think it could do.
Yeah.
So, Gary, you got my vote.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
There, any time where a TV host can like potentially put the crew and equipment in jeopardy is an all-time blooper. That's for sure.
Yeah, Gary, you've got my vote for the fishy dishy.
He's the reason why the cameras are further back in the studio.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Take safety precautions.
Yes, we did.
Gotta protect everybody. Yeah.
Congratulations, Gary.
Congratulations, Gary.
Well, all right, y'all, honey. Time for my favorite award category of the day, honey. The most generous eggplant of 2022. Okay. Brad, nominees, please.
Scary. This would be your favorite. First up, we have Tristan Paternity Thompson, Khloe Kardashian's ex and father to both of her kids, father to son by another woman in the midst of them having a second baby via surrogate, making Tristan a father of four.
You know, then we have Neo, whose wife at the time, Crystal Renee Smith, alleged that he fathered a child with another woman. Oof. He took that champagne life real seriously by popping his cork on another. He had an alleged outside baby with what would be Neo's fifth child.
And then the third nominee is, of course, Nick Cannon. Do we have to say more? Mm-mm. There's no telling how many kids he'll have by the time this airs, because he has had a busy, busy, busy 2022.
It's like when you leave the faucet running, except it's not a faucet.
Yeah. Did I leave the oven on? He certainly did. Okay, so this year for most generous eggplant goes to, who do we think?
I'm going with Nick Cannon.
Because as of now, he's on 12.
He'll
probably be on 15.
Exactly.
By the time
gotta give it up.
Shown.
Gotta give it up to Nick Cannon.
Deserves the dishy.
Just the commitment. Just the commitment.
And the photo shoots.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
With everybody.
Yeah.
With all of them.
Nick Cannon is out here replacing all the lives we lost during COVID.
Yeah.
You know, in his own way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing his part. Thanks,
Reproduction.
Nick.
Yeah. Cannon 19. We're going to get all of them.
All right, y'all. The party is just getting started. So come back for more dishies.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. So for this next set of dishies, we get to decide who will take the award based on our expertise, and there are no nominees. So any story from 2022 in the category could get our vote. First up, this category is for 2022's baddest celebrity breakup. Guys, we got a lot to choose from.
We do.
Tom Brady and Giselle split after 13 years. Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill, they only lasted 2 years.
Mm.
Kim K and Pete Davidson barely made it to 9 months.
Mm.
Also joining the singles table this year were Tia Mowry, Jason Momoa, Anthony Anderson, and many, many more. Pretty much every couple that met on the Bachelor franchise. Okay, guys, who's getting the dishy for this, in your opinion?
That is a tough one.
It's so tough.
Oh, man.
I would probably have to throw Anthony Anderson and his wife Alvina into the mix. 22 years is a long time to be married.
It is.
You know, that is like a whole lifetime for some people.
It is.
You know what I mean? So I hate that that happened. Hopefully they can piece it up between point A and point B, because it's rough out here.
Yeah.
What they was doing 22 years ago, they're doing different things now.
Well, okay? I really wanted Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson to make it, because I felt like he was somebody that we wouldn't expect her to date, and I was rooting for him to make it with her.
With Kim, though, honey, you know damn well she wasn't gonna make it. That boy was not black.
But he had...
Yeah, but yeah, that's what they said, honey. Until I see it, honey, I could go.
I feel like they're going to have a rebound, though. I feel like we're not done with the Kim K.
I feel the same way.
I want them back together.
They're going to get back together.
I need her to get him off the streets, because he's hitting everything out there.
I want them to get back together. I like the way he defended her when it came to Kanye.
My vote for the baddest breakup was that Tom and Giselle, especially because it was so public and it coincided with the beginning.
Is it over?
I don't know that it's over even yet, but it's like the fact that it started with him going back to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big story.
He chose that over your family.
He did. Imagine you in divorce court. So why'd you break up? Because I wanted to play ball with my friends.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what, Tanner? I think you're right. We didn't expect Giselle and Tom to break up.
Yeah, I'll have to ride with you on that.
That's
one.
The worst. Mm-hmm.
He likes balls.
It's either me or the ball. He said, what?
Okay, y'all, next up is the Didn't See Dish Coming Award. Now, this is the celebrity award that truly came out of nowhere. Ooh, there's so many to choose from, y'all, so I'll give you a few, but feel free to vote any story from 2022 that really shocked you. Mm. Now, would it be Will Smith slapping Chris Rock? Ooh, now that shocked the world. Mm. Would it be Britney Spears' ex-husband crashing her wedding, or Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck getting back together?
Oh, it clearly got to be the Will Smith slap.
Clearly.
It has to be.
Clearly.
He should do a remix called Parents Don't Understand These Hands. Because, like, you know, because they used to always say he was, like, the softest dude in rap. And he proved in front of all the white people that he was not.
Nobody saw that coming. Not even Chris Rock.
They've had it with Miss Hilton, honey, and Miss Kathy Hilton. Her grandfather owns all the Hilton hotels. When she confused Miss Lizzo, baby, for Gabori Sidibe, baby, Miss Precious. Now, I would have never thought that, because those girls don't even look alike.
Yeah.
They just, you know.
Yeah. But I think on the other side, I would mix all those Hilton people. The only Hilton I know, like, on face value is Paris and Perez. I don't know any of the other Hilton.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
No harm, no foul. We'll exchange a hostage.
Oh, my God.
All right, so who do you feel like gets the dishy officially for the Didn't See Dish Coming Award? For me, it's the Will Smith.
It's the Will Smith slap. That shocked the world.
Yeah, the slap heard around the world.
Like, nobody, I don't even think Chris Rock still watches Wheel of Fortune, because it's just too close to that name, and like it was just too hard of a hit.
Yeah,
Will Smith it is,
so Will
y'all.
Smith it is.
Keep my wife's name.
Wow. All right, coming up, honey, the dishes continue with baby names and smash alerts, honey. Find out who takes the crown when we return.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to the 2022 Dishies. Our
dishies.
Next, we get these dishies going. All right, our next category, 2022's excellence in naming a celebrity baby.
Oh, wow.
Guys, there were a lot of great and unusual baby names to choose from. Royce Lillian, daughter of Rebel Wilson. Ever James, son of Adrian Bailon and her husband Israel. Then we have Exodark Sidereal, who, of course, could only be the child of Grimes and Elon Musk.
Right.
And we can't forget that four of Nick Cannon's 11 kids that were born this year, their names are Legendary, Onyx Ice, Rise Messiah, and Beautiful Zeppelin. Okay, so who had the best baby name of 2022?
I gotta give it to Elon Musk and Grimes, because anytime you gotta hold extra buttons down to type someone's name, they're doing a lot there with that name. So I'm gonna nominate them.
Don't forget Alec Baldwin's and Hilaria, whatever she calls it, their daughter. It's like, what is it? Hilaria, Catalina, Irina.
Hilaria's daughter is Hilaria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She damn near named the child Hilaria. Hilaria Catalina. That you got to hold them down on that one, too, now. That's how many syllables. Hilaria Catalina Irina. 11 syllables.
Yeah, wow.
What's the child nickname going to be? Ills. That's
Ills.
It.
Ills. Ills is a dope name. Like, it's such a move to just drop one letter out your name and give that name to your kid. Like, if I had a son and just named him Anner, like, that would be so weird.
Yeah.
That would be so bizarre.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Anna.
Yeah. Hey, we see you, Hilaria and Hilaria.
So who does it go to? Who gets the dishy?
Onyx Ice.
I'm still going to stick with space bar caps option, Elon Musk.
We got to pick one, though, guys.
Got to get down to one.
Well, y'all two get out, overrule me and Gary. Yeah.
Okay, so it's Hilaria Catalina Irina, the child of Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. Oh, Hilaria. That name is hilarious.
Right. All right, the next category will have all you foot freaks happy, and it's the Fearless Feet Award.
Oh, wow.
Now, first up, Tanner's favorite OnlyFans girl, Lunel.
Oh, you know what.
Who, besides joining OnlyFans early this year, posted a video of her little toes getting a little sensual seduction in the backseat as getting rubbed down by actor Darius McCrary. Check it out.
Them the Viennas, child.
Yeah. All the little piggies went home.
All right, next up, we have Shaquille O'Neal, who showed the world his gigantic feet on NBA TNT broadcast. Those talents could tear up some hardwood. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, what they say about a man with big feet.
What's that?
He's a clown.
Oh. Oh, all right. And Paris Hilton, who publicly said her least favorite part of her body is her size 11 feet, and it turns out she suffers from bunions. That's not hot.
That's not hot.
Not hot.
But remember, honey, my feet were nominated, too.
Oh,
honey.
That's right, yes.
Yes, honey, hell my feet the with the black polish,
hell
honey.
No.
Shaq got those giant feet.
Hell no. Shaq need this award.
All right, y'all, our Fearless Feet Award for 2022 goes to...
Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
I think Shaq should get it.
Just for the size of his foot.
That big toe wants to do its own thing.
It's hooking a left.
Yeah. Better make a left.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Man, Shaq.
Shaq is the chosen one.
You know what? All right, everybody, keep it locked because we got the last Dishy Award of 2022, and we'll be giving it out right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, we are down to our last and final Dishy Award, y'all, and it is none other than the Smashiest Smash Alert. All right, some of these couples might no longer be together, but they sure got us all shocked while they were. The nominees are Angela Simmons and Yo Gotti, who after years of public swooning allegedly finally got the girl. 76-year-old Cher and 36-year-old music producer and Amber Rose's ex, Alex A.E. Edwards. And then Bradley Cooper and Huma Abedin. Which one do y'all think deserves the Smashiest Smash Alert Dishy?
No doubt, baby. Cher and A.E.
Really?
It's like he's giving her juices to flow in again. He's making them flow.
Oh.
I'm going to have to rock with, damn, man, the Yo Gotti Angela Simmons thing. I feel like it can go the distance. I feel like
Me Cher, too. Me
I feel
too.
Like Cher's only with A.E. because she thinks he's Chris Brown.
She thinks he's Pete Davidson.
Okay, guys. Well, we've got three votes, so we know who's getting the Smashiest Smash Alert here.
I think so. Yo Gotti and Angela Simmons. Yes.
Also, wait a minute. Is this is the last episode of the year, right? Is that what we're on right now?
Is it?
Could we like send all the people out on like a good
a smash alert?
It's the end of 2022, so I hope that you get a smash alert.
Now wipe off your television.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah.
We just splattered all over your TV.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.